Hello, and thank you for joining me on this meditation. This is Karen Cleveland. Today, we're going to talk about allowing more joy in our life and how easy it is, because once we allow a little bit in, it kind of just spontaneously appears sometimes. A little bit sparks a little bit more, sparks a little bit more. And who couldn't use a little more joy or happiness or laughter or smiles in their life? So let's go ahead and settle in. Let's close our eyes and take a deep breath in. And grounding ourselves to Mother Earth, take a deep breath in again and out. And on the next one, feel the energy of Mother Earth coming up through your feet and into throughout your body and back down into Mother Earth again. And do that two more times. Just feel the energy of the earth coming up into your body and back out again. All the while being supported in your chair or couch or bed or the floor. Just feeling fully supported as you explore these moments of joy. Now this practice, as I said, it's to practice allowing more joy in. And we're going to do it a couple times. It's very, very short. It does not take long to do. The actual practice is only 17 seconds long. But I'd like you to bring to mind a time where you felt so happy, so excited, so joyful, that it just brings a smile to your face to think about it, or it just makes you laugh out loud to think about it. Now, this can be anything. No one's judging you. It can be anything you want. It can be art, food, animals, loved ones. It can be something out in nature, a walk. It can be an event you were at. It could be a relationship you have. Anything you want. I just want it to make your heart feel really, really happy. Sometimes I use my dog, and the look that he gets, the playful look he gets when I have to chase him for bath time. It just brings joy to me when he just gets so playful and it's so cute. So bring to mind anything like that, that just makes you smile, makes your heart feel good, warm and fuzzy when you think of it. And once you have it, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say go, and I'm going to record for 17 seconds, or I'm going to monitor 17 seconds. And I want you to concentrate on that. And I want you to feel that joy and happiness for the 17 seconds. So when I say go, it's just hold that in mind until I say stop. All right. So go, feel that joy. Feel how wonderful it feels. Feel how great it is wrapped all around you, over and under, on top of. And you're just deep into this feeling of joy, into this feeling of excellence. And that's it. And that's 17 seconds, you're done. Now, how does that feel? Does that not feel great? Now, the thing is, you can do this anytime, anywhere, just about. Because if you've brought something to mind already, you can tap into that same picture and feeling over and over again to help bring the level of joy up in your body. So if you have to, at work or somewhere, run into the bathroom, or maybe there's somewhere a little better than the bathroom, But just hang on to that feeling for 17 seconds. That's what it takes to start reversing any lower energy in the body up to your more joyful energy. And if you can do this 3 times a day, that would be awesome. That would change your life fast, fast, fast. And if you do it 1 time a day, excellent. That's great. Because it's all going to help. There's nothing that you can't go wrong by doing this at least once a day, even if it's once a week. But honestly, try to start a practice of doing this 1 or 2 or 3 times a day. So we're going to go through it again. Because the other thing is, once you do it a couple of times, sometimes you just have to bring that thought to mind and you don't even have to go through the entire 17 seconds. Not that it's that long, not that it's that hard to do, but just bring it to mind and in a moment you can feel yourself lighten up and get more joyful and happier. So we're going to do it again. Use the same thing, you know. If it works, use it. And if you want to change it, that's fine too. But bring to mind that item, that event, that object, that person, that animal, whatever it is, and go. Just feel it. Feel the wonderfulness of it. The luxuriousness of it. The joyfulness of it. The happiness. And your 17 seconds is over. And that's all there is to it. That's all there is to start shifting your life, to start bringing more joy into your life. So again, I encourage you to do this several times a day. And if you like, you can do it again right now, over and over, and just feel the happiness. But another thing you can do, if you are a person that visualizes your future or visualizes outcomes, do this before you do your visualization. Increase that feeling of joy in your body before you visualize. And just think of the power in that. There's the power behind that visualization is going to be so much stronger because you're already in that place of joy, which presumably is a place you want to get to through your visualization. So do it by itself, or do it before you visualize, or do it before you do any of the other practices that I recommend, which I'm not going to go through the list on this call, but use it. Use it. Feel better and use it. And use it all to your advantage. Create the shift in the life that you want. All right, so come on back to the room. Begin to feel your feet on the floor again. Your seat on the chair. Feel yourself back in this time and space. Know that you can repeat this meditation as many times as you need to. I encourage it. And I encourage you to visit me, wisdomofalllife.com. And I look forward to talking to you later. Have a wonderful week.